Good morning, and a special thanks to these teenage young ladies who have come to join me. All right, so have you heard the saying, or can you think how you might finish this saying? If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always gotten, is what I was looking for, or the same thing as I thought you would say. Okay, so if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always gotten. What situations can we think of that that would apply to? School, right? If you study a lot, you should do well. If you don't study at all, you can't expect to get an A. What about sports? Exactly. Or band practice? If you work on things a lot, if you go to practice, you work on your skills outside of practice, you're going to get better. You're going to do well. If you put that textbook underneath your pillow and expect that to help you on the test the next day, that's not going to work. And the same goes for us as adults at work, at our jobs. If we slack off, we can't expect to get a promotion or to move up. So if you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you've always gotten. So what do we do when we want to get a different result? Do something different, yep. So you can start doing something new, or you can stop doing something that may have been holding you back, right? I like to think of each day as a fresh slate. Am I following God's path for my life? Am I doing what he wants me to do? And I want you to listen in today's scripture to the path that Jesus has for a few men. He's asking them to leave their paths for his life, their paths for their life, and to go on his path for them. But even better, he says to them, follow me. So he's going to lead them and guide them, and he's going to go with them, and he's going to show them the way. And the good news is, he does the same thing for us. He will lead us and guide us and show us the way. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you never leave us. You are always by our side, showing us the way and leading us. Please help us to have open eyes and clear minds so that we may follow your ways, just like the men in today's scripture. We thank you for your love, and in your Son's name we pray. Amen.